Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. More than 60 Missouri football players registered to vote Wednesday as part of the team's call to action following the death of George Floyd while in police custody. The players led a walk from campus to the Boone County Courthouse, where they kneeled for 8 minutes and 46 seconds to honor Floyd. A racehorse called Fauci, named after Dr. Anthony Fauci. Remember him? Finished second to a horse named Prisoner and ahead of third place in Doctorate at Belmar Park yesterday. Belmont's the word I trip on there. Yeah. Social distancing, self-isolation, flatten the curve, herd immunity, and no spectators are also names that have also been registered with the Jockey Club. And finally, sarcasm boosts creative thinking because in order to understand it, we must overcome contradictions between the literal and intended meaning of sarcastic statements. DraftKings is the leader in one-day fantasy sports. Download the DraftKings app. Use code Dan to get a free shot. Free shot at $1 million with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com for all the details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So we've been getting a version of this tweet for a few days now. The Le Batard Show, the last live show on television or radio that I was listening to because I could laugh and not feel horrible about things for a few moments each day. But I have checked out after the last 3 days of nonstop race talk, and I agree with it, by the way. Hashtag I don't get the show. I totally understand that complaint. I totally understand if you are frustrated that your escape hatches have been closed. I'm just telling you that I believe that there isn't a show in America, never mind sports, that has the diversity of voices that we have who are going to be better than most you hear on these subjects. Like Neil Brennan's going to join us at 12:30. He's a guy who produces laughs. He co-created the Chappelle Show. He'll give you some laughs, but he also understands what this moment in America is right now. And what I was starting to say in the last segment, Stugatz, you've heard me lament before the idea that, you know, Bill Russell, if you see how he walks now, he's physically broken and old. Same for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Jim Brown, maybe the greatest athlete we've ever seen, walks with a cane. And the guys who are out there shouting down Drew Brees, Ed Reed, Steven Jackson, they too are old. Like, this fight is not in any way new. It just has gotten America's attention for a number of different reasons. One of them is most of us aren't at work. Like, right, we have time to protest, and most of us while not at work, most of us are feeling a little bit unsafe about what is happening in the streets, and worse than that, who are you fearing more right now? Because when I feel unsafe, Stugatz, I'm not totally sure right now. Am I unsafe because of rioters, or am I unsafe because of police? Like, I'm not totally sure. When you see, police officers go to being militarized, when you see police officers being equal opportunity aggressive, like, I've seen all the videos you guys have seen. Like, it's horrifying when you see a video of some black store owners complaining about looting, the police officers get there and they put the store owners in handcuffs while a reporter who is white or Hispanic is telling them, no, the looters went that way. Why are you guys attacking the people who called you for help? Because there were looters. I think that's happening all over America right now. We've already been hiding in our houses. We're hiding in our houses from something that's unseen. And what black people have been telling you, what Carl Douglas just told you, is you've also been hiding in your house, white people, from something that you thought was unseen that we done been seeing. Like, we have been seeing this for how many, centuries now? We're talking about centuries, Stugatz. We're not talking about even years or decades. We're talking about centuries. And the idea that we would be in America. Like, when you think about that flag that Breeze is protecting, you're thinking about freedom. You pledge allegiance to that flag because it represents freedom, and for the equality to go, for the cries of equality to go from, well, no, we're not going to treat black people better. We're just going to treat white people worse. From your police force. It's terrifying. As Carl Douglas just told you, you guys never get in trouble for doing this. You murder people in the streets, and all it does is cause a temporary shame, but doesn't actually result in you being prosecuted, never mind arrested. Like, very often, or never mind convicted. Convicted doesn't happen very often. Prosecuted is something that can be difficult to get done. And how exasperating must that be when you're sitting there calling for equality, and what you get from the police force is, okay, we'll shoot the white women in the face with rubber bullets too.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's terrifying. But I think the shooting of the white woman in is why you feel this unity, as Carl Douglas kept pointing out, right? And so that's part of it, right? That is certainly playing into it. I'm impressed. You talked about some of the older athletes. What the younger athletes are doing, what Florida State is doing. Like, hey, even the smallest of things where your coaches, I've reached out and spoken to everyone on my team individually, and Florida State saying, oh, no, you did not. You did not do that. And they're calling them out. And the Missouri team going to register to vote together. And I'm hopeful that, the youth, that generation combined with the older generation is what's going to finally instigate change. But we'll see. And I'm also encouraged to hear people like Bomani Jones say at least, 4 days, he said it twice. It's Monday. So he said he's still encouraged by the unity, by the shift, by the change he sees, in America this time around. So it's going to be interesting to see if this feeling is still there, right? This feeling of unity, this people wanting to listen, wanting to learn, if it will still be there 2 and 3 weeks from now. I do wonder.
Well, you're quoting Bomani on hope. What are you saying to Bomani when he says the FSU coach needs to quit if he's proven to be lying about that, that you'll never have the trust of your players if your players are protesting and telling you that they will not work out because you told everybody you spoke to them individually, but your players are saying you just sent a mass text? Bomani's not saying that's a fireable offense. Bomani is saying that the lack of trust with your players becomes a fireable problem. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's not actually calling for the guys firing. He's saying these guys are never going to trust you if they don't know you at all. They haven't played a game for you. You're asking them to break their bodies for you, break their bodies during a pandemic when there are not students on campus for you. And your first public act is to lie in public about how it is that you communicated to them. What do you say to Bomani when he says that Norvell should just quit, that FSU's coach, before he's coached a game, should quit?
Mike Norvell is his name. Yeah, it's going to be tough for him to gain any sort of trust within that locker room. When you tell something, it's such, listen, think about it. It's a benign, small lie, but it's not anymore. And that's what these kids are telling you. That was something that before, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, was acceptable. Now it no longer is. Don't tell people you talked to me individually when you sent out a group text to the team. I think he probably, I don't know if he should step down. I think he has to talk with his players and see if he can regain that trust. And if he can't, and I don't think he can, then perhaps that's something he should consider.
I don't think that you should be the one to be passing down judgment on what are or aren't benign small lies. I believe that your habitual lying has made you so that benign and small are not that you're not even wrong. No, I just
Dan,
think you're a bad messenger.
Dan, that's not a story a week ago. It's a story today. People are fed up. Kids are telling you.
Stugatz, players refusing to work out for the coach who hasn't coached a game yet because they feel lied to, that's not a benign – I mean, it's not a benign story. Like, that's not something we wouldn't have been discussing before. When does the athlete ever have that power? The athletes in college are almost totally powerless. The idea of an athlete saying, I'm not going to work for you. I'm not going to improve my body for you because I think you're a liar. You like, that's not small.
I started my point by saying it's major that you have college kids telling a coach, hey, I'm not accepting this anymore. You did not reach out to me individually. You sent a group text. Therefore, we are not working out for you in a group setting. That has become a big story. That has become a big thing. Kids are telling you, we will no longer accept that. And that is a monumental shift.
I'll tell you what else is a monumental shift, that this subject matter is so sensitive that I can't make fun of your lying without you getting defensive. Usually you just lean right into the fact.
You made fun of it in the wrong spot there. I mean, you really did. You just misrepresented everything I just said.
But I'm Drew Brees. I'm just playing the notes, baby. Drew Brees was just doing a soldier anthem thing and thinking that it would go. I was just playing the notes. Stugatz is a liar. Ha ha. Let's call it Granger. But you got defensive and mad. I thought.
Well, I mean, it's a misrepresentation of what I said. That's all. I mean, I'm a lot of mad.
You said benign. You called the lie a benign lie. And all I said is that you, as an accomplished liar, probably shouldn't be the one passing down judgment on what are benign lies and what aren't, because you love to lie.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on Demand in the ESPN app, and subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crepe. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcast. It's time for the movie of the day. It is brought to you by Redbox. It is Angelina Jolie's birthday. In honor of that, my top 3 movies with Angelina Jolie. Number 3, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Oh, hey, classic. Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt. Whew, best looking couple in the history of couples. Number 2 on that list, Kung Fu Panda. Underrated movie, so good. And my top movie starring Angelina Jolie, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. The laser scene. Oh.
That's not.
Redbox has top entertainment. What happened?
Stugatz, are you talking about Entrapment with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Oh, yeah, that was a mistake. Whoops. But Lara Croft, Tomb Raider.
The laser seat. Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. Watch Margot Robbie take us into the twisted mind of Harley Quinn. Don't miss Birds of Prey. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch. I can't believe I got that wrong.
It's just so tiring, Stugatz. I don't think you know what a daily drain it is for me trying to keep up with all the corrections we have to make. And I miss so many of them just because all of us make so many mistakes. Like,
I thought
it
you
is,
were directing that at me. I was going to say, you're no walk in the park either.
Okay, well, there you go. Fair enough. I'm not a walk in the park, but you're a walk in the park where everyone has coronavirus and no one is wearing masks.
Thanks.
Not a compliment. Neil Brennan going to join us at 12:30, co-creator of Chappelle's Show. It appears that Anthony is claiming that he has found a winner for our challenge of who can buy the funniest piece of memorabilia for $50 or less. But before we get to him and that, you just mentioned that people can get our interviews through the Levitard and Friends Network. And Mike Ryan spent the morning. You're going to want to listen to this, Stugatz, because David Sampson is a former Marlins president and an executive who is a content machine. And he went at it with Ariel Helwani, who is a Canadian Montreal Expos fan. David Sampson, part of the group that took the Expos from Canada, you know, took baseball from Canada, and it ended up in Miami. And Mike Ryan was, I guess, moderating a back and forth, an awkward, contentious back and forth with an emotional Ariel Helwani. I haven't heard any of it yet, but it goes on for 2 hours. Where can people get that, Mike, and what can you tell them about it? Because they're going to want to listen to this. Things around here don't often get this kind of contentious.
You can find it as our local hour on our regular show feed. Maybe a lot of people are coming to our show now, given all that's in the news, and the guest list has been pretty impressive. Make sure to resubscribe to Dan Lebatard Show with Stugatz. I know a lot of people have been displaced and maybe don't have their commute, so go ahead and resubscribe to that feed. It's a part of a local hour. It's extended. And yeah, I tried to moderate it, but have you ever tried to pull two alligators apart? Probably not. But it was sort of like that. Ariel was emotional. He didn't back down. And David is such a good sport about all of this, and it was difficult. We had to have a discussion afterwards to make sure everybody was good. So go ahead and listen to it. It covers all the stuff about the Expos that I tried to cover in the first episode, but I realized I wasn't speaking for the fan emotionally. I'm usually good at calling out Dave's what I thought was BS on behalf of Marlins fans, but since I'm not an Expos fan, I brought in the big guns, and Ariel Helwani, definitely researched Ariel Helwani, came to the party, and it was good.
All right, so check that out if you want something different that is a sportsier than what it is that you're getting around here these days. But Tony, help me understand here. We were talking. This was not our idea. I think The Athletic gave a bunch of its staffers $50 and told them to find a best piece of memorabilia. And we've been talking for a while about what's the funniest piece of sports memorabilia that you can get for $50 or less. What do you have? What do you have here, Tony? What did you find on the internet?
So, boys, I think I found the best piece of memorabilia on the internet. It is a Jose Canseco photo with Alex Rodriguez circa maybe 1987. Not only is the photo signed by Jose Canseco, it also has, where A-Rod is in the picture, a cheater inscribed right next to it. For $25.
Okay, wow, for $25, yeah, we can get that. A bargain. Does that beat the $48 Carmen Electra Baywatch bathing suit? Put it on the poll, please, Guillermo. At Lebatard Show, what is a better piece of funny memorabilia? The one that Tony just described or the Carmen Electra bathing suit? We come back with Neil Brennan, co-creator of Chappelle Show, next.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Neil Brennan going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. More than 60 Missouri football players registered to vote Wednesday as part of the team's call to action following the death of George Floyd while in police custody. The players led a walk from campus to the Boone County Courthouse, where they kneeled for 8 minutes and 46 seconds to honor Floyd. A racehorse called Fauci, named after Dr. Anthony Fauci, finished second to a horse named Prisoner and ahead of third place, Indoctrinate. That's a tough word. At Belmont Park yesterday. Apparently so is Belmont today. Social distancing, self-isolation, flatten the curve, herd immunity, and no spectators are also names that have also been registered with the Jockey Club. And finally, mankind put a man on the moon before putting wheels on luggage. What? The latest 30 for 30, Be Water, directed by Bao Nguyen, is a gripping, fascinating, intimate look at not just those final defining years of Lee's life, but the complex, often difficult, and seismic journey that led to Lee's ultimate emergence as a singular icon in the histories of film, martial arts, and even the connection between the Eastern and Western worlds. Be Water premieres this Sunday, June 7th, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This film will be available to stream on ESPN Plus immediately following its debut. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Did you know that mankind put someone on the moon before they put wheels on luggage? At Levitard Show on Twitter. NeilBrennan.com is where you go if you want all things Neil Brennan. If you want his podcast, How Neil Feel, you get that wherever it is you get your podcast. Co-creator of Chappelle's Show with us. You can also check out, he's got a great special we've told you about before on Netflix, Three Mics. It's playing with the form in a way most people don't play with the form. Neil joins us now. Thank you for joining us. How are you handling quarantine?
Well, Daniel, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for having me, and I'd also like to thank all of the black guests who said no. Do you consider this time quarantine time anymore, or have we passed on to civil unrest period? What do you consider this?
I think we're in the middle of both, but just one disease has sort of been knocked off by another.
Yes. Congratulations. What's funny about the way the government handled it, like the way Trump handled COVID, was he would not help any of the states, right? It was states were on their own, which would have been like in World War II if FDR had said, tough break, Hawaii, we're all pulling for you after Pearl Harbor. So the states are on their own for COVID, but then somebody breaks into a Patagonia store and he's like, let me send in the 51st Airborne. Now's the time to help the state. Now that somebody's broken into the Gucci shop. Time to drop the hammer. I would assume you guys are just talking about all the George Floyd stuff, right?
Yeah, we've been spending a lot of time doing that. But what you mentioned, it is a sort of confusing time where we're just sort of now wandering out in the street. Never mind about social distancing. We're going to be shoulder to shoulder. And it strikes me that a second wave of this stuff is going to hit just because the protesters are standing too close to each other.
But yes, possibly. And I'm not going to say it's worth it, but at least it's for some people, for people that like to think of themselves as moral, it's a worth risk taking. A risk worth taking. It's very early here. It's almost 9:45. It's a risk worth taking. Like, Yeah, at least it's not saying they're dying for something, but, you know, if people have to get a respiratory illness, hopefully survivable, you know, there's at least there's some kind of legitimacy to it. I don't, the funny thing is, it's like people keep telling me when they go, when do you think this will, when they'll stop protesting? And it was like, do you think when they charge the cops? And I was like, no, because at this point, this is like when a couple's arguing and it at a restaurant, and they started out arguing about the bread, but then you realize this is about way more than the bread. This is about the whole relationship. That's how this feels like, where people are absolutely, it's about everything, you know?
You've been in and out since a young age of black worlds. You have been sometimes the white guy in black worlds. You've been giving advice to white people on Twitter. What advice do you have right now for the people listening?
It's a pretty broad advice palette, but I would say, if you want, people always say, how do you have so many black friends? Which is an insane question to ask, but because it's been largely accidental. But I would say, if you want to have black friends, one of the main things is go to where there are black people and spend time there. Whether it's, you know, a black club or a black restaurant or a black party or a black, just anything, even the, what I call the black neighborhood of your job. There's usually, most jobs have a black neighborhood. It's usually not the executive suite. And hang out there. At first, they'll kind of ignore you. Then they'll be cool to you. Then they'll start calling you white boy blank, whatever your first name is. And then they'll just call you whatever your name is, Steve, Bob, whatever your name is.
So that's the indoctrination process? That's
it goes from like, we don't care about you, you're a little weird, why are you coming here? All right, he's going to keep coming here. And then they'll finally go, hey, where's white boy Jeff or whatever? And then white boy Stu Gott, whatever you want to say.
You hate to generalize about these things, but black people are more patient than we are.
Oh, all right. This is what I wanted to talk about. In terms of, like, again, we all hate to generalize, but if we're going to generalize, let's make it positive. In my experience, black people are incredibly patient if you're making an effort. If you're making an effort, they will, like, you know, they will appreciate. Here's what Erykah Badu posted something on social media where she said, "You're lucky. I don't want revenge, and I just want equality." What I would say is, in my experience, black people are not vengeful, and I've been saying this for a few days. And then yesterday, somebody called me a comic who, we had such horrible beef that he threatened to kill me. Literally, he was going to kill me. He said, we've come to your, I know where your condo is. First of all, I don't live in a condo, but it's a townhouse, so I know what he meant. And yesterday he called me to thank me for all the things I've been posting on social media. That's how not vindictive most black people in general are not. That a guy who wanted to kill me, literally, we were talking about, I'll kill you. Well, not if I kill you first, you know. And now it has been,
You're not killing anyone first, Neil.
I know, but you can't let that on if you're in a war.
Doesn't matter how long they give you, Neil.
I was saying, like, do you know the services I have access to? Because it becomes like a rich thing, and like, please,
you're gonna kill him with your neuroses.
He had soldiers. I had a security corporation. It was a lot of fun.
What were you beefing about, or is that all you've got to say on this subject? Like,
no, yeah, I don't want to get any more specific about
all right.
it.
All right, what's the funny that you're finding in the protests? Can you find the funny? A comedian can find the funny anywhere, right?
I'm finding funny in first of all, I like that all these white people are saying, like, I need to educate myself. I need to, and it's like, aren't you the same person I saw at that Kendrick Lamar concert? Like, what did you think he was talking about? What were you hearing when you listened to his record? What lyrics were you hearing? What did you think people were? It's like people go. Somebody asked me yesterday, "Hey, would you and Chappelle do a master class on race?" I was like, I think we did one. It's available on DVD.
Again.
Like, why are you still wondering, like, why I don't, I need to take time? You don't have to, what have you been doing?
All right,
what album, what hip-hop album would you suggest? All of them. Literally all of them.
Stay there, Neil. We're going to come back with you in a second. But first, we got to tell the people about DraftKings. For all things Neil Brennan, go to neilbrennan.com and check out as well his podcast, How Neil Feel, wherever it is you get your podcast.
Geico has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
All right, Neil Brennan will continue with us here in just a second on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Jalen and Jacoby, the after show continues this Sunday following the latest 30 for 30 premiere of Be Water. The film is told entirely by the family, friends, and collaborators who knew Bruce Lee best. With an extraordinary trove of archive films, subscribe now to Jalen and Jacoby, the after show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
As Stugat said, Neil Brennan, co-creator Chappelle Show, resumes his conversation with us. Was there more funny that you found in the protests? Is there funny?
I have a question. Are Jacoby and Jalen doing an after show for this segment?
They do a lot of after shows.
I mean, Jesus. Here's a funny game to play. When you're watching looters as they come out of the store, pause it and bet your friends whether the looter is going to slip and fall or not. The amount of looters that slip and fall kills me. Almost every time one of them slips and falls coming out, because it's like glass and like a new surface. So that's a fun game to play, Dan. What I found out about the protester, what white people only like protesters a certain way, which is they only like black protests in a certain way, which is in documentaries about the 1960s. They do not like new protesters. They are very scared. I don't know if we need to take the color out of this footage to make older white people think it's admirable or something, but they are not happy with the footage. I was also thinking, oh, yeah, why are they, I got a question. Like, I live in L.A., right? Why are they clearing the streets for the protest? I went to a protest yesterday, and they were clearing the streets at 5. Meanwhile, what are they clearing it for? Like, there's no... We're still in quarantine. So it's like, we need to keep this path clear for Uber Eats. Why are they worrying about the streets? Like, right?
It's a confusing time, Neil. I don't understand. I thought we weren't supposed to be near each other, and now it's okay to be near each other as long as it's just as long as we're protesting.
Yeah, well, I actually agree with that. I mean, it's silly, but if you're going to get an airborne illness, do it the right way. You know what I mean? did you guys cover this Drew Brees stuff? Probably not, huh?
Have at it. Have at
probably
it, Neil.
Probably not.
We've got less than
2 minutes. Didn't cover this stuff at all. Did you guys get to that yet?
It's all yours, Neil.
We've got less than 2 minutes left, but have at it.
Oh, God. Let's go to 2 minute office. You know, if you're a football player, you get interviewed, just say, hey, man, I get hit in the head a lot. And don't talk to me about this stuff. The odds of me not having CTE are incredibly slim. So let's just assume I don't know what I'm talking about. And I'll tell you about Sunday, and I'll tell you about the mood in the locker room and the option or whatever they're talking about. I haven't watched football in a while. Is Willie Gault still playing? Now look.
That's the last time you watch football?
85?
Is Willie Gault still? What do we hear from Sean Gale? Do we hear much? Now, here's what I want to say to white people. A number of white people have said to me, they all start off by saying, well, I'm not racist. Just start from a place of, I am a little racist. Just start from that place. We're all a little racist. Every single human being is a little racist. I'm racist a little bit. I'm sexist. I'm a sizist. I'm religiously bigoted. Just start. But I take that into consideration before I act on it. Just start from the place of, like, I'm a lapsed, fallen person, and I'm going to make mistakes. Dude, I'm so, like, my brain doesn't, my first instinct is not the right thing. Like, have you guys seen that,
I said 2 minutes left. You have failed. Like, no, you're going to get tackled in the backfield. Get out of here, Brennan. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye.